It's the Bad Advice Show.
Good evening, good morning, and good night. And happy Eid, everybody. That's right. Ramadan is over, so I can eat bacon guilt-free. So, to my right, hailing from New Orleans, the place where gators and nowlaces were invented. New Orleans. That's New Orleans, right? Yeah. Mel, everybody.
We invented nowlaces?
No, I just wanted to. I couldn't think of anything that rhymes with gator at the moment.
I just want to point out that you have not stopped eating bacon. So, you know.
I wasn't eating it during the sun, okay? I was eating it like a vampire. And to my right, hailing from parts of Georgia. Why did I hiccup during that? Put your hands together for the daddy of dads, Cerrone Russell, everybody.
Hey, what's happening? Glad to be back here with you two lovely guys.
Oh, thank you, Cerrone. Cerrone,
I am a lovely guy.
Compliments.
Well, lovely lady, lovely guy. Well, I don't know about let me go back. Lovely lady, precocious guy.
I don't even know what precocious means, but thank you.
Badass kid.
It is definitely how they describe kids that you would consider quote unquote badass kids.
Yeah. You say you're eating bacon without guilt, but I don't think you ever had any guilt about it.
You know what? You know what? No, I haven't.
See?
We know.
Shouldn't have been on your Ramadan fast-breaking diet, but solidarity.
Oh, man. I lost a total of 20 pounds, so I'm feeling good. I'm wearing shirts. Wow. Yeah, yeah. Every now and then, you should fast a little bit. Get a little bit of fast in your life. You realize you save money. You're not eating crazy. And, you know, you're feeling a little bit vibrant.
Does that mean right. Instagram Honey Gordon is coming back?
It might be.
Yeah, he lost 20 pounds. That shirt's coming off.
Yeah, it's coming off. It's coming off.
Yeah.
It's definitely coming off.
That was the time.
No one tells you this, but when you start fasting, the sex drive goes up.
Fucking and food is pretty well intertwined. So if you can't get one, you think about the other.
Kind of means a lot.
And nobody said we couldn't fuck while the sun was up.
They actually do. But okay.
Never mind.
I don't make the rules. Oh my
I mean,
God.
You barely follow them, but.
Yeah. I loosely follow.
Speaking of rules, we here at the Bad Advice Show, we're going to be giving y'all up-to-date breaking news. So what the breaking news is right now that everybody in the NBA playoffs is getting hit in the nuts.
None of your balls are safe.
None of them.
So true. That for those that haven't been keeping up with the NBA playoffs, apparently, after playing 82 games, people won a championship so bad, they're hitting each other in the nuts to get there.
Yeah. What is a surefire way to stop LeBron James, one of the greatest players to ever play? Is it make him go to his left? Is it put him in the post? Is it pick him up at the half-court line? No.
Punching him right in the dick.
In the nuts. Punch him in the dick, and he hits the ground like any other man.
Why am I picturing a coach in front of a whiteboard?
With a picture of LeBron and two large nuts. And then drawing arrows and shit on LeBron too. Like there's a big complicated motion to the shit. Like you want to go here, and you're going to go under, and you go straight up in there. What? Your foot or your hand, straight up in there.
This has been the most turbulent playoffs I've seen in a while. Because not only, like, there's been so many ejections and people getting hit in the nuts. Like, Joel Embiid kicked a dude in the nuts. James Harden elbowed dude in the nuts. LeBron got kicked in the nuts. And just Draymond just stomped the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Did you see the montage of him just beating people the fuck up on the court, off the court?
I mean, when you name Draymond, man, like, you got to fight, I guess.
Right? It looked like a trailer for Rocky 7 or Creed 4.
If I see Michael B. Jordan knuckling up with Draymond Green, I will be buying a ticket immediately.
Immediately. What Michael B. Jordan don't know is he getting hit in the nuts immediately. Soon action, nut shot. And then stepped on.
But he's like a weirdo, right? Like, we can agree.
Oh, he's a loony.
I wouldn't call him a loony. Anybody that has a marijuana stand at his wedding reception, is he really a loony or just a generous soul?
He can be both.
That's true.
You can definitely be both.
Yeah. You know how many lunatics I know that love throwing cookouts and barbecues? One of the biggest drug dealers in my town throws a barbecue every 4th of July like he don't shoot at random niggas. Y'all enjoy yourself, man. You know, whatever y'all need, I got y'all, baby. I need you to quit shooting at my cousin.
They have such a generous soul.
Nino Brown gave away turkeys and Christmas gifts.
Yeah, but yeah, he will kill a motherfucker. He will dangle you over a bridge.
Yeah. So it ain't the two that, you know, they can't go together. They can't coexist.
Oh my God. Oof. Have y'all ever kicked someone or punched someone in the nuts before?
What's the statute of limitations on nut punches?
I don't think there is.
If it happened in school, you're clear. If it happened in the military, I don't know those rules.
Yeah, I was a grown ass man.
During the military, after the military?
During the military. There was a lot of punching going on in the military for me.
Apparently kicking, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of kicking in there, too. You get kicked and punched in the nuts a lot. Just plus, I don't know what it is about sports. There should be a study on it. I know they're doing big studies on CTE and concussions and shit, but your balls, it's got to be rough after a 12 to 15-year career in the NBA or the NFL.
I can't believe. Honestly, I can't. Wait. I was about to say something wild. Man, fuck it. I was going to say it. I don't know if I would rather be shot or kicked in the nuts very hard. I don't like shot in the arm or just a real hard nut kick.
Well, this shit they can do for you for your arm. There's nothing they can do for you for your nuts.
You just got to ride that out.
That is your 12 layer labors as Hercules.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
There is nothing they can do. There is nothing you can take. You can't ice it. You can't warm compress it. You just got to ride it out. I'd much rather be shot.
Mel, have you ever been kicked in the vagina?
I have, actually. Beat the fuck out of her. But yeah, that happened to me.
Wait a minute.
It was the weirdest thing because who kicks somebody in their vagina? But yeah, I'm off the sidewalk with that bitch.
Sorry. Can you tell me the situation?
I don't need to know the situation. I just want to know, was it set up like an anime attack? Did she holler a twat kick before she...
No, she didn't. And she actually said she was going to do it. And I'm like, you do it, I'm going to fuck you up. Huh. And she kept her promise and twinsies.
Huh.
Because who does that? We were like 11.
What makes somebody say that? and then follow through.
Being a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
She was a weirdo.
Anger. Anger, mostly. I would go with anger.
No, you... Because kicking somebody in the coochie is just not... Like, it doesn't have the same effect. And not to say that it doesn't hurt, but it doesn't have the same effect as kicking somebody in the balls. Like, you done been through some shit, you done seen some shit, and somebody in your house is really fucked up. Like, adult me thinks, I think that bitch needed some help. However, child me went the Bruce Wayne route and was like, yeah, she does need help, but beating her ass is more convenient. So, you know, you live and you learn.
Well, I know what I'm doing with my YouTube searches for the rest of the night.
Oh, you about to get locked up.
Searching coochie it. Kicks? You going to yep. jail. Oh, and I'm reporting you to the tip line. I'm going to let you know now.
Wow. They are swinging in through the windows. SWAT team, FBI, NSA, CIA. Like, sir, are you researching this? For what?
And I'm going to be right there. Get the computer and the phone. Nothing is good on either one of those.
We got to destroy both of these devices.
After everybody piles in, I'm walking in like Amanda Waller.
Jesus Christ. I've never won a championship so bad that I wanted to kick someone in the nuts because I know that pain. I'm very civil about it. I'm like, ah, listen. I know we're getting out of hand, but this don't make no sense. No need for me to go there.
Yeah. A lot of what kills me is the incredulous what did I do moment that they have after they hit somebody in the nuts. After the dude hit LeBron in the nuts, he's like, oh my God, is he falling on the ground? You just swiped the man in the balls. You just backhanded the man in the huevos.
Some of those things that people call flops look like shit that doesn't look like it would hurt as much as it is. Because I caught like some of the things that were like, yeah, he's flopping. When I saw that Draymond montage, that nigga was gouging eyeballs. And you won't necessarily see it, but he was gouging eyeballs. He was gouging eyeballs. He need one nigga in his side. Like... How are you a world-class athlete and you can't keep your shit together?
I mean,
like, it's really... If he is not doing it on purpose, then he needs to be evaluated for something neurological.
He did play basketball in Michigan, so I look, he's a wild child.
Did you see everybody showing that old picture of him and calling him Sissy Saint from Snowfall?
Yes. Yeah. I had a hearty giggle after of that. I don't even watch the show, and I was like, okay. I Googled the side by side. I was like, all right, I'm gonna just put my phone down and laugh for a little bit.
Oh my God. Oof. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I still can't get my mind off. Like, because I'm thinking about LeBron's kids watching someone hit LeBron in the nuts. And just in my head, I'm like, you're punching my old home.
Gordon, please.
All right. Moving on, because Gordon went too far.
He always goes too far. Why?
You know his kids were watching the game.
That's not what those kids are thinking.
You don't know that.
I spent an impressive amount of time not thinking of dad's balls. In any capacity. So
you mean to tell me if your father got punched in the nuts on national TV, that wouldn't run through your mind for a millisecond?
No,
you would be impressed by how much I avoid thinking about my pops' balls.
You know how in the comic books and in the hero movies, when somebody's about to mind control you, you're supposed to think of a brick wall or clear your mind. That's what happens when the thought or the specter of daddy balls comes near my head. It's a brick wall goes up and there's no more thought.
Gotta agree.
All right, moving on. Speaking of nuts and somebody who needs to get punched in theirs, Marcus Houston.
Oof. Batman. Yeah, he just took the name Batman. No goddamn reason. But what about Marcus? What about Marcus that he did this week? Because I avidly ignore Roger from Sister Sister.
Yeah, and that's how we all should, but he won't shut up. And he had a comment that he made about women his age, which is grown as fuck. Let's not forget that. The man is like in his 40s or like 39 or something like that. Somebody Google that real quick.
Yeah, I think he's, I believe
38. Grown 30. As fuck.
Okay.
He said he don't date because he catching hell because he basically met and groomed his young bride.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He's 41.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn, Marcus.
He grown.
Wait, how old
is she? She should be 21 now.
What's it?
Yeah, he's like, so according to him, like last week he talked about finding his wife and whatever else and their age difference. And she was 18 when they started talking, allegedly. And I think she got married when they were 19. And that is just.
When they were 19?
When she was 19, sorry.
Okay.
And I mean, obviously, it bothered me for a few reasons because Marcus Houston is Jehovah's Witness. So is his wife. So is Chris Stokes, apparently.
Wait, what?
Chris accused of molesting boys, Stokes, is also a Jehovah's Witness. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. That was one that and it's for me, like having been in that culture, it was really uncomfortable. It's not unheard of. And it bugged me. Like it bugged me a lot because why is this young girl in this old ass man's company at all? On that kind of level.
Yeah,
what like, is I hate that.
Where does a 38-year-old meet a 19-year-old? Where are you at?
At church.
He didn't meet a 19-year-old. He met a 17-year-old.
Oh, Jesus.
Through mutual friends, he said.
You mean her parents?
Right.
Right. Because that would have been who you would have been the same age as, her motherfucking parents.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't think I am, she is also related to Chris Stokes.
Huh.
Or she somehow has a connection to Chris Stokes. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you worship. If you are putting yourself in the social groups of teenage girls, you're a dirty motherfucker.
I just don't.
And so then to add on to it, the basically advocating grooming, like that's what you're doing when you talk about older women being set in their ways, older women being no, they can call out your bullshit. That's what you don't like.
Wait, what? So what did he say?
He said that older women come with too much baggage, women his age. So we're talking about women in their 40s, and yeah, there is baggage from dating niggas.
So his complaint is life.
Mm-hmm. Life experience. Let's be honest. His complaint is life experience.
How dare you have been through some shit before I met you?
How dare you be able to tell me where I'm falling short? How dare you be able to spot my bullshit? You know?
What do you mean you've been to Olive Garden before?
And there are a lot of men who subscribe to that ideology. We hear that a lot. Marcus Houston is not the only person talking like this. He's not the first person talking like this.
No, it's far too many. It's far too common.
I don't get that. Like, cause I don't, there's.
So I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you an experience.
Ooh, let me grab my blanket. So let me grab my blanket. Story time.
Well, so back in the day, back when my parents were young things, my parents would have been like 20 somethings. There were a lot of people, a lot of Black folks, like coming into the Jehovah's Witness organization here.
Yes.
And a lot of them had partners. So they had, you know, they were living with women. Women had already had children for them, blah, blah, blah. A lot of these men were like coming into the organization, leaving their partners, because it's like, you know, you can't be with somebody who you're not married with, and marrying the quote unquote clean JW girls because they hadn't been with anybody. So this isn't new. This is always something that you are going to have to deal with when you deal with men and religion and purity, and there will always be a fucked up story attached to it. And there were a lot of people doing that. I know somebody super personally. They'd already had like two kids, and he had picked out his new woman, and she showed up and beat both their ass, so now they're still married. Love her. A queen.
She beat up both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And said the next time her and the kids was going to jump on.
Oh.
Huh. Play with something safe.
And this is where you want to go to find your woman, Derek.
Married to this day.
You want to go to New Orleans still?
He probably cooking a fool right now.
Hell yeah. Gunshot. Gunshot. Every time she said, hey, that motherfucker said, whoo.
You know what? You know, that should deter me from wanting to go down to New Orleans and meet a woman. It just makes me want to meet a woman and not fuck up.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's good for you. That's safe for you. I highly recommend it.
Oh, sweet Jesus. What the fuck is Batman's problem?
I don't know what Batman's problem is.
Purity culture is a scourge. That's the problem.
Purity culture. That doesn't sound fun.
And then, like, I think the funniest part about purity culture is that men are filthy.
We are men, Mel.
And you are filthy.
Okay. I got to remember that.
Men are filthy. I'm not making this up. Yeah.
Like, I don't try to be filthy.
No, you're inherently filthy, which is why the insistence on purity is even more ridiculous.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, got to deviate from being filthy. Note to self, don't be filthy.
I mean, that's not what I said. I said thrive in your environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to cancel some Amazon orders.
I have questions, but I don't think I'm going to ask them.
No, I'm not either. But just take it out your cart. Go on, take it out your cart. Give that man at the Amazon warehouse a break. Do you think the guys at the warehouse get tired of picking up dildos?
Yes.
Hey, now why am I in it?
Yeah, a lot of people, like, I got to forget that Amazon, 80% of Amazon be delivering sex toys.
That fucking, thanks to that fucking fat kid deals, I have like a menagerie.
Of dildos?
Not necessarily dildos, but AIDS. Okay. Accoutrement, if you will.
Ooh, accoutrement.
Which is French for open that drawer if you want to. Open that top drawer in my dresser and see the ones you be scarred for life.
Listen, you open my top drawer, I'm gonna know something.
Are you a top drawer person? I keep mine in a bag in a closet to the left.
Top drawer. It's my house.
She can get a hide from nobody. I don't know why you hide. I got to hide because I got kids. Mine is in a Batman cave underneath the house.
Call him Batman Cave after that conversation with Mark Houston.
A lot of people last week had a little chuckle about my outfits. I'm saying a lot of people. I think it was like two.
Wait, your outfits?
What are my you marriage about? Outfit, my wedding day ensemble.
Oh yeah. They were like using the outfit that just knew that union wasn't going nowhere. In the kitten heels, that really set it off.
It set it off. I was unserious. It's okay. Purity culture put those kitten heels on me.
Yeah.
I was trying to be modest since I was already going there with my baby on my hip. There was just so many things that didn't match.
Not the baby on the hip.
I was a baby on the hip when
I was, who gonna hold my baby? Like, yeah.
I'm at the wedding in a picture in the Polaroid, helping them cut the cake, and they was looking at my face like, yeah, this nigga ain't sticking around.
Oh, Jesus.
Thanks for the hype, but I guess I'll see you when I see you.
Jesus. Oh, man. Oh, wedding photos. Oh, they tell all. They tell everything.
Which is your least favorite wedding photo trope?
I hate the cake smash.
Cake smash is the worst.
I hate
Let's
it.
Let's stop doing that. Because they go too far.
There's always one. You can always tell what partner likes each other more than the other one by the cake smash, and it's just uncomfortable.
I hate it when the dude absolutely destroys his woman's face.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you got some shit you need to talk, sit on the couch and talk about.
Cause. Exactly. The cake smash lets you know all of the problems that are going to be coming up throughout this union.
Now I gotta look at cake smashes again.
Look at it again and see, don't you see? Oh, she made more money than him and it don't sit right with him. Should have went to school, nigga.
I just don't like the ruining of a cake. It's a waste of cake. That was an expensive ass cake, and now we smashing in each other's faces. How dare you? This was a $400 cake.
You eat that motherfucker. You don't smash it like Frank White said. You blot that motherfucker. You don't
blot that motherfucker.
You don't rub it.
$25,000 alpaca.
My least favorite trope is the hold the bride up. All the groomsmen hold the bride up. Because without fail, there's somebody with a handful of titty, and they act like they don't notice.
Wait, what?
You've seen that before. They line up the groomsmen and shoulder to shoulder, and then they hold the bride up in front of them. She's laying down, like they like have a. She's laying across their hands.
Oh.
I sent you a picture of it. You know it when you see it.
Oh, okay.
Somebody always got a handful of titty. I'm like, that's not right.
That's unnecessary.
Because every once in a while you can see that is neither the first nor will be the last time he grabs that titty. Interesting.
Plot twist.
Interesting.
Look how he grips it. That ain't the first time. Yo, let me tell y'all a true story, and then you'll see why I don't call my father on Father's Day.
Oh my. Where are we going?
So at the wedding, First of all, I didn't tell him I was getting married. Didn't cross my mind to. Not that I was actively thinking, like, I don't want this motherfucker. It was just like, didn't cross my mind. Just like my birthdays didn't cross his mind from 1991 to
My
1998.
God. Oh,
So he shows up at the wedding. I'm like, oh, that's interesting that you are here. He's like, ah, I see you getting shackled today. I'm like, not how I would, not how I would characterize it. And we had bridesmaids, but I didn't have a lot of groomsmen. My brother showed up in a brown suit.
what's the problem with that?
It was a wedding.
Oh.
What color are you supposed to have on?
Not brown, I'm guessing.
And sandals.
Wait, what's it went out?
A brown suit and sandals. That's what my brother showed up in.
Ooh, okay.
And
Was he
my
wearing
father,
cowrie shells?
no, he had braids with no hang time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they weren't even fresh, they were fuzzy.
Oh God.
Yeah, they're fuzzy braids. Fuzzy braids, brown suit, sandals. Father's like, I'll be a groomsman. I'm like,
Be
fuck. Because we had an extra bridesman. I'm like, well, who gonna walk with her? My father's dropped now. He's like, I'll walk with him. This girl is busted. It's a low cut dress. Tell me why my father stared down her dress the entire walk. Like, you can see it on the video. He's just
Oh
looking at titties.
no.
And then he told her in his best dirty old man voice, you show us built. You Mexican?
You sure is built is definitely peak old nasty nigga.
Peak.
No disrespect.
Bridesman came and told me, was that your dad? I said, I'm apologize already before you get to whatever he said. He's like, he told me I was built and asked me, was I Mexican? I'm Puerto Rican.
Oh. Okay.
Gordon,
Okay.
whatever you're about to say next, please don't.
Please don't.
I wasn't gonna say anything. Listen, I'm befuddled by the whole situation. Not only did he nominate himself to be part of the wedding,
Which is special.
show up unannounced.
Did he get
Joel?
an invitation?
No. I sent invitation to my family in Georgia.
So he just showed up like Maleficent.
Yeah. With his sticking ass wife who doesn't like any of his kids. And they sat
Wait.
there and they ate rum cake until they got drunk. Until he got drunk.
Wait a minute.
Who
He brought
had
his wife
rum
and he
cake?
told this woman she's built like a Mexican.
My father. You don't understand. This nigga is a super villain.
Oh, okay.
He was 6'5" with green eyes in the 70s and 80s. He don't live by the same rules that normal people live by.
Like a fascinating person.
I mean, I don't know him, so it probably is.
I mean, if someone hit him in the nuts, someone would have hit him in your old home.
God
Here we
damn it.
go. We back at the balls.
Back
Okay.
at the balls. I just told you I didn't think about him on my wedding. What do you think I'm gonna do? Moving on.
Not doing with this with y'all. I am not.
No. I don't know
Ooh.
how we got here again.
Oh. Whew. What a week.
Yes, what a week indeed. How do you pronounce it again? Eid?
Yes. Eid Mubarak is the ending, is the end of Ramadan.
Okay.
Eid Mubarak.
I saw the outfits for the party.
Yeah.
Fly as hell.
Yeah, bro.
Fly as hell.
Yeah, bro. Somebody gotta get all nice and jiggy with it. Gotta look good for Eid Mubarak, baby.
I didn't know it was a fashion show too. That shit was, they was fly as fuck today on Twitter. Well, not on Twitter, not today, but on Friday, Thursday and Friday.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thursday and Friday, which it fell on 420, which was pretty weird. You know, 420, you can smoke again and you can eat. Perfect holiday if you ask me.
Did yeah, you? I didn't sit in there smoking, but.
Oh, you know, people, did y'all celebrate 420?
Nah.
I did not.
Wait, oh, you did? Did you forget?
Nah, man. I've been busy.
Oh.
It was not by choice. I just had so much going on. I didn't stock up. And like by the time it came, I'm like, when am I gonna do this today? Yeah, I mean, I caught up on 421, but you know.
Yo, 420 is a holiday that everybody, like, people act like we just got invented on 420. It is so wild.
And then you have the people, like, it's so funny the way that it's caught on. You know, you've got the people who are too cool for 420 now. You got the people who are just a little bit overly into it, you know.
Overly
it's a great conversation starter, no matter yeah. what. Because people are going to have strong feelings about 420.
I forget how much people love weed.
I think we need weed. And I hate to say it like that, but the world is very stressful. So you're going to get some vices. You got to find some vices to make it through this motherfucker. And that's okay. Your vice might be food. Your vice might be pussy. Your vice might be weed. You know, the vine, whatever.
The vine.
Fermented potato.
Ooh, ooh.
Yes, that's Gordon. That's you.
If I start making wine, are y'all gonna have some? I'm thinking about making wine.
Fuck yeah, I'm gonna have some. Yeah. I already know this shit finna be a terrible idea, but I want a glass or two.
It is going to be the worst idea I've ever had in my life. I can smell it.
You're gonna ferment wine?
Mm-hmm.
You can do it.
I just want to do, like, I have to figure out how to do just like small batches, and once I figure out how to do that, yeah.
This shit finna be 23% alcohol.
I want to make, oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's finna be male port.
Yes. Absolutely. Y'all gonna have to come into town because I wouldn't ship it. That would be illegal.
it's just gonna be a bottle with a picture of male smoking a cigarette with a long hold on it, like. Male port, 23% by volume.
Tell your family who the outside kids are.
That's not as funny.
Literally, like now, I that has become one of my favorite pastimes to get a little drunk or get a little high and call my sister and tell her about who's the outside kids. Like, they are cousin, but not the way you think. Because I know the scandals.
That's our DNA.
You know my hair is like, it's a magnet for secrets.
Yeah.
It's so funny because all of the good tea that I get, it starts off with a conversation about my hair. Oh, your hair's some thick. Oh, you know that ain't June baby, huh? Like, why? Why do you tell me? But I don't say nothing because I'm nosy.
which is a hallmark, which is a requirement for getting good teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say nothing and be nosy.
Don't say nothing. And guess my what? No, I mean, like, I'll tell my sister certain things, but she's not going to tell nobody. She don't know these people.
My grandma was like that. My grandma would sit on the porch. She wait till you get grown, though, before she tell you the tea.
My sister, like, I be with the ratchet family. You know, my sister's with, like, the proper family. So she don't know.
Yeah.
She don't know these people.
I mean, you don't want to burden them with that. Like, you go on and finish college and had your good job. Let me deal with this for you. How you going to finish your statistics class and you find out your cousin really your brother?
Jesus Christ.
Listen. I mean,
oh, the South got some stories for you, Gordon.
The South got stories for that ass.
Well, my mom.
I was like, I had the conversation. I'm like, well, so they're not our cousin? They were like, nah. He's still our cousin.
Well, I know that. My uncle is my mom's cousin also. Dillon, South Carolina is very small.
I mean, my mom is from a really small town, so if you married somebody from there, you married a relative.
Yeah. I had to leave because I'm related to a whole neighborhood in my town.
Damn.
There was no way for me to find a bride there. I had nothing against y'all. It just was, you know.
We were at a picnic and it was this little cute boy. My mom was like, fix your eyeballs. That's your cousin.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
I was like, well, who's not my cousin? Nobody at this park.
Just picture your mom looking around going, yeah, it ain't going to happen around here.
You wasted that lip gloss, La Mama. Sorry to tell you.
And that's what happens when you grow up in a town with one stoplight. In dirt roads.
There were two. There were two.
I apologize. Disrespect.
Did they turn off at 9 o'clock at night? Yes.
They just blink.
They just blink because your ass is supposed to be at the house. Because you got some scandalous fucking to do if you're going to keep this population growing.
Pretty much.
Not the scandalous fucking.
Dude, my father, once again, had 13 kids in a town of like probably 4,000 people.
Jesus Christ. So, his taxes must have been nice.
That nigga ain't paid up.
Gordon, you haven't been listening to the story at all.
The hell? You thought he had one redeeming quality? I said a supervillain.
We all have our gifts. And I'm not saying that he ain't never got a good 1099. But do that sound like somebody that got a W-2? For real? To you?
Yeah, I told you my cousin got about like 12 and he adopted one. So, yeah, his taxes, he'd be happy around tax season.
That nigga talks to his kids. Even this nigga didn't talk to us. One thing we got is we all look exactly alike.
Wow, now I'm thinking about it. Nick Cannon might be running like a tax ring with all them kids.
Interesting theory. Oh, the other thing about it is that my daddy drove trucks cross country.
Oh.
And I don't think he kept his dick in his pants in Wyoming just cause. I'm going to have to go over his old routes and with the GPS and just looked at where he dropped. I hate to say it like this. I just where he dropped loads at.
Look, my daddy got on Ancestry and we found a whole brother.
Because he's a truck driver.
If it could happen to me.
Wait a minute, Mel, you had to find a brother on Ancestry.com?
We found a brother on Ancestry.com. Yeah.
I'm scared about Ancestry.com. I want to use it,
but I'm scared that not only will I find relatives, or find out something even more horrible that I'm
The funny
related
thing about ancestry is finding out which one of my cousins out there passing.
to.
I see y'all. I ain't gonna say nothing, but I see y'all.
I just have very full lips. You's a Negro.
I feel like I'm one ancestry hit from telling Mitch and Mary Landrieu's secrets. Them is some niggas. I don't care what you say, Mitch and Mary Landrieu are black. Sometimes Mary Landrieu roots be showing.
You gotta hit that perm up again real quick.
Ugh. She goes, get her hair done in secret.
You know what I
You gotta
want to
have a
do
special
for,
code.
yo, for the people that's passing, I want them to just look across a busy ball one day, and I'm just sitting there drinking hot tea, stirring it,
Just staring.
just there. I don't say nothing, but I know, and they know I know.
Your supervillain act is making a room real misty.
Yes.
Like, why is it so humid in here?
I
The
want that
roots
curve
start
to
crinkling up, you know something.
I want that curve to revert.
First piece of bad advice, go on ancestry.com and find out who's white and expose them.
Wow, who's black?
Find out who's black.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and also find your brothers and sisters, because
They're out there.
they're out there.
These niggas was not fucking.
They are out there. I'm finna go on there myself and see what I can pull up for hits. I'm gonna do it before I get some money though, because I don't want to hear that shit after I get some money. I'm going with the original Avengers when I get rich. I'm not doing no fucking special guest stars, none of that.
No featuring.
No features. Went platinum with no features.
Man, ugh. They must have had it nice back in the day. There was no internet; no one could expose them. They just would go town to town, dropping loads, as Saron would say.
I just don't see it. I know him. I just don't see it in him on a long trip. Like, do I want some pussy out here in California? No, I'm gonna wait till I get on back to the house 3 days from now.
He can't wait 72 hours.
Fuck no. I got a brother 3 months older than me.
Oh my God.
I found that nigga because we was in the fight, living in the same project. Didn't know each other.
I picturing you looking at you ready to fight?
Like that super, that Spider-Man meme.
Was because if you look at my brother's light skin with green eyes. Both have red sandy hair. And we was at each other's throats, and I was finna beat his ass until he ran home.
So his dad in the
Daddy, what you doing over here? Huh? Uh-oh.
Jesus.
Nigga run and jump out the window.
Oh, Gordon, what sound was that?
But no, for real, my brother Travis. I got a brother Travis that was born in November. I was born in February.
Ugh. Oof. Oof.
A super villain.
Yeah, he was. Swear the internet made the world smaller, and that's why I think old people hate the internet.
Yeah, because they got some shit they ain't want nobody to know. You stay on there too much. Why do you say that? Digging in people's lives? The 70s was a different time.
Oh, man. I'm having an existential crisis because I'm realizing I may only have two threesomes in my whole life. Ugh, what a sad day.
This is what keeps you up at night?
Yes. Everyone has their own problems, okay?
Just like Mel said earlier, filthy.
You are so annoying.
What are you talking about, Mel? The joys of threesomes are beautiful. Three people coming together to have a good time. The passion, the love, the energy.
I hate the way you're describing this. You make me never want to even try it. Like, you're describing this shit like a fucking off-brand gas station energy drink, and I don't want no part of it.
That, yeah, they're fine. They're fun.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, okay. I have nothing.
You're keeping them secrets in a house.
Yeah, I'm going to tuck this one right back in there.
All right, well, we want to thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Bad Advice Show. This has been us keeping up with current events. We're trying to bring y'all dedicated topics through the week. Thank y'all for our core audience who's been there from the beginning. And make sure you tell other people so we can spread out. And subscribe to our Patreon, because you can get these episodes early and you can get an extra episode called That Other Thing with Mel and Gordon discuss love and relationships and other deep stuff that they keep me out of and make me pay to listen to.
Feeling.
It's literally in the fucking drive.
It is
literally in the drive.
Free.
For free. There is a whole folder that you absolutely have access to. I checked. Literally in the drive.
So we want to thank y'all for listening. Gordon, do your thing.
All right, everybody. It's our favorite part of the show. All right. Mel, where can people find you?
You can find me at the gates of Mel. The O is a zero in all social media platforms. And you will be able to find me very soon at my new site, melaniedeon.com. And new shit coming in May. Can't wait to make my announcements.
Ooh, Sarone, where can people find you?
Hey, DC people, you can find me at the DC Improv this week. Starting on Thursday, I will be headlining the DC Improv Lounge as part of a DC showcase. And then Friday through Sunday, you can catch me featuring for the hilarious Derek Gaines.
Oh, that's my homie. Tell him I said what up.
I will.
And as for me, you can find me at Baker Bone on Instagram and Twitter, bakerbone.com. I have a ton of shows coming up. That's why I'm so tired this week, because just shows upon shows. So check out the website. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. I'm doing Culture Vultures with Ariel Lee 80 this week. And I'm also got the wonderful Drunk Black History coming up on Juneteenth this year. June 18th, we're celebrating Drunk Black History with a brunch show. That's right, we're doing a brunch show. We're getting brunch drunk, and it's going to be amazing. We're going to have mimosas, tell Black history, and eat eggs together. I like eggs.
Yeah.
We already sold a ton of tickets. This show will sell out. So please, please get your tickets well in advance. It's going to be at the Bell House in Brooklyn. And if you can't be there in person, you can watch it online. And I know it's going to be Father's Day, so it'll be a great event to, watch with your dad.
History and drinks. Get your dad drunk and let him listen in on some history.
Hell fucking yeah. And with that being said, guys, I bid you adieu and say thank you to your old house.
I knew it was I knew it was going to be about balls.
I knew it was coming.
I did.
I knew it was coming. Everything.
I knew. Good night, everybody.